Friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts, and on today's program, I will be ministering a special message entitled, Nail It to the Cross. Now, normally my dad, Brother Hardy, would be preaching, but he wants me to share with you this powerful truth that the cross is greater than the curse. This revelation totally revolutionized my own life, and I know it will yours too. Your eyes will be open to see that everything that is part of the curse, Jesus has nailed to his cross. Stay tuned, because at the end of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of this message, Nail It to the Cross.
Now unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow, and the word sorrow in here means great pain. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall have rule over thee. All the women say, thanks a lot, Eve. Amen. It's because of her that you're in labor for 24 hours. Amen. It wasn't supposed to be like that. How many of the animals do you see laboring for 20, 36 hours crying out in agony? No, only us. Thanks to Eve. Verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee. Now notice he did not say to the woman, I commanded thee. He said, but I commanded thee, because God gave the commandment to Adam. Thou shalt not eat of it. What? Cursed. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. All the men say, thanks a lot, Adam. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of the dust thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. Everybody say, thanks a lot, Adam. So we have the cause, and now we have the curse. How many say amen? So we find here that because they trespassed God's law, they brought the curse upon themselves. But that's not all of it. The bad thing is they not only brought the curse upon themselves, but they brought the curse upon you and me and all their posterity. How many see that? And so that's the bad news. Because Adam sinned and he disobeyed God, God held all of his seed. From that point on, all of us were in the same, predicament that he was in, and we have come under the curse. Because some of you might be thinking, well, I don't know what that's got to do with me. And if you read on, you'll find out that they had sons, Cain and Abel. And what happened? Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel. And when he did, he went and dug a hole and hit his brother in the ground. But God spoke and said, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. What have you done? And then he turned and anointed me and said, because of this now, cursed is the ground for your sake. So now we have another curse coming on the ground. Everybody say, thanks a lot, Cain. Now, I'm not going to take you through the whole Old Testament to show you that one after another, because as I preached the last time I preached, with every generation, iniquity increases. It increases with every generation. So now we have the curse has come down on all of us. And this is very clearly given to us in the New Testament. If you have your Bible, go to Romans, the 5th chapter. You see, the bad news is because Adam sinned, now the effect of his sin has come down on every one of us. Remember I told you about the little New England primer, how they learned their ABCs by the Word of God, and I said A was for Adam. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. How many remember that? And think about the profound truth that was being taught to kindergartners at the inception of the birth of this nation. That little five-year-olds could get the message there. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. This is one of the deepest theological things in the whole of all of Scripture. And yet they were giving it to those little children, 5 years old, when they said their ABCs. But here's what it's based on. Romans, the 5th chapter and verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin, who was that one man? By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Look at verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Now we're going to get to the good part in a minute. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Because of Adam, God looks at all of us and he counts us all as sinners. Somebody say, thanks a lot, Adam. Oh, but I want to tell you, it's really good news. If God had just dealt with Adam and Adam alone, then you and I couldn't have salvation. But because God took the whole family of mankind and put us all in one bag and said, you're all sinners, you're all unrighteous, then he was able to say, so you all need to be saved. So I'll send a Savior for all of you. Because you see, that's what the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. He said in Psalms 51:5, behold, I was shapen in my mother's womb, in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, I know a lot of people think that they're good and they don't do anything bad and they try to help people and they try to be a good citizen and they try to be a good neighbor and they try to be a good employer and a good mom and a good dad and a good child and they try to do good. But the Bible says all have sinned. The Bible says that your righteousness in God's sight is as a filthy rag. Now, if you compare your righteousness to the guy down the street, maybe you look a lot more righteous. If you compare your righteousness to some other person in your family, you know, the black sheep, maybe you look pretty good and you seem pretty righteous. But when you compare yourself to the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of your righteousness, God said, is as a filthy rag. None of us can measure up, but we all fall short. And because of Adam, we are actually born in sin and shaping in iniquity. How many say amen? And because of that, the curse comes. Now, we got to have some more bad news before we get to the good news. But one thing about taking you through the bad news is when we get to the good news, you'll appreciate it a whole lot more. So I want you to turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and I want you to see some of the things that were to come upon us because of the disobedience, because of the sin of mankind. And by the time we get to Deuteronomy, and we get to this generation, sin has multiplied so much to this point that man has already become altogether backward, altogether iniquitous, until God in Noah's day had destroyed the earth, started all over again with Noah and his three sons. But that didn't help, because why? Man is born in sin. Even though God wiped out everyone but Noah and his three sons, not long after that, they started all over again, building the Tower of Babel, full of wickedness, because the problem is, it's in man's heart. We're born in sin. We're shaping an iniquity. That seed is in us when we're born. How many ever picked up an apple and saw a wormhole in it? Have you ever gotten an apple with a wormhole? Have you ever thinking, oh, I don't want to eat that apple because it might be a worm in it? How many ever thought that? Well, you don't have to worry about it. There's not going to be any worm in there just because you see a wormhole. Because you see, the wormhole was not created by a worm trying to get in. It was created by a worm trying to get out. Because the worm the egg was laid while the blossom was out on the tree. While the blossom was there, the egg was laid on the blossom. And then by the time that the fruit came, the worm came to maturation. And now the worm is eating the hole to get out. And it's the same way with the sin in our heart. We are born with the seed. We're shaping in iniquity. We're born in sin. We come into this world in sin. How many see that? And by the time that you get here to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, God is trying to get a people. He's trying to get a people that will be holy unto him. And he's saying, if you'll walk in my law and you'll obey my word and you will have no other God before you, I will bless you above all the people of the earth. I'll bless everything that you do. I'll bless your family. I'll bless your finances. I'll bless your body. I'll bless your present. I'll bless your future. I'll bless you on every side. But the thing I like about God is he's very crystal clear. He said, but if you don't, and if you go after other gods, and you forsake the Lord your God, this is what you can expect. When you have the cause, you have the curse. Let's look at verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, which you can read in the chapter earlier, to go after other gods, to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all these commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, if thou shalt not, I should say, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. How many know that's a strong word? When something overtakes you, it comes upon you. It's like someone taking you and getting you in a wrestling a hold and overtakes you. He said, cursed shall thou be in the city, cursed shall thou be in the field, cursed shall thou be in thy basket, cursed shall thou be in the store, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, cursed shall be the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine or thy cattle, thy flocks, thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when you come in, when you go out, when the Lord shall send cursing, vexation, rebuke in all that you set your hand to, until you be destroyed and perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. Now basically what God is saying here, he's saying you're going to be cursed in your finances, because remember, they were agricultural people. So they equated their wealth by how many sheep and cattle and goats and farmland they had, fruits and crops they produced. That was the measure of their worth and their value monetarily. So when God said you're going to be cursed in your basket, in your storehouse, in your cattle, your kine, in the fruit of your land, he was cursing. Poverty was going to come upon them.
Amen. Friends, I trust that you are being blessed by this devil-chasing message, Nail It to the Cross. I am so excited to share this truth with you, because this revelation was the catalyst for deliverance and victory in my own life, and I continue to walk in it every day. And it boils down to this: the cross is greater than the curse. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought curses not only upon themselves, but upon all their posterity. The Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. The cause is sin, and we were all born in sin, and we're all under the curse. Now, if you can remove the cause, you will break the curse. Galatians 3:13 says, but Christ hath redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree. Jesus had to hang on the cross, and there he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That's the written evidence, the cause that proved our guilt and brought the curse. And he nailed it to his cross. Then he publicly spoiled and legally stripped Satan of any right to bring it on us again. Now it is up to you and to me to see every sin, sickness, disease, fear, torment, depression, addiction, and all demonic oppression nailed to the cross in Jesus' name. You have to get this message, not because I preached it, but because it is the truth that the devil hopes you never get in your spirit. The complete message is available on CD or cassette tape for your love gift of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK120 and specify if you want CD or tape. Send to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.